Battle of the North Pole. This article was written to evaluate the critical events that occur today, and this is an impartial article. America took control of the EU through NATO. The cooperation between Russia and the EU deteriorated and inflation increased in the EU, and there was a 1.5% contraction in the first quarter. The USA is trying to establish a union in Asia through Japan. Japan has doubled its defense budget to over $100 billion and aims to increase it to over 2% of its GDP. History repeats itself. Japan in Asia and Germany in Europe are re-establishing an army. The world is living in the time after the Great Crisis of 1929. This process led to the Second World War. We are experiencing food, energy, supply, and trust problems. There will be big fights within the West itself. The deterioration of Russia's trade with the EU has upset the balance in Hungary. We will see this in Poland and Bulgaria shortly. We even see it. Biden's plans in Asia will fail. I think India will take its place in the new Eurasian Union. India has very close relations with Russia. India knows that the NATO-like alliance that the USA will form over Japan will not be able to stop China and will determine its choice accordingly. There is an internal conflict between Muslims and Indian people in India. India's participation in the Eurasian Union may magnify this conflict, but it will not be India that magnifies it. In Pakistan, Imran Khan continues his power struggle. The new Eurasian Union will take some steps until September 2022, but the important mobilization will be in 2023. It is foreseen that the military, political, and economic power of this union will be greater than the European Union. The headquarters of the Union of Turkish Republics, which is the substructure of this union, will be in Istanbul, Turkey. The infrastructure of this formation is ready. Eastern Europe. When we look at the EU, a NATO army of 100,000 took a position in Eastern Europe. A large number of weapons and technology were transferred to Poland and new Patriot air defense systems were given, some of them were given to Sweden. NATO troops are stationed in Romania, which means a line of defense for the EU. For Russia, it's the offensive line. In response to these preparations made by the EU and the USA, Russia tested a hypersonic rocket and gave a message to the EU. Current air defense systems cannot intercept hypersonic rockets. The inclusion of Sweden and Finland in NATO is very important in terms of their geopolitical positions, and their importance is preparation for the energy wars on the North Pole. Six countries claim the North Pole. These countries are America, Canada, Norway, Russia, Sweden, and Denmark. Turkey opposes the NATO membership of Sweden and Finland. If Sweden and Finland join NATO, Russia will take action against it. NATO said that we would remove Turkey from the Union against Sweden and Finland, but this is a small possibility. A move will be made against Turkey through Greece, and in the future, they will encircle Turkey in the Mediterranean by taking the Greek Cypriot administration into NATO. I have explained this in detail in my previous articles. Now let's go back to the North Pole. Sweden and Finland want to join NATO to have a share in the energy field in the Arctic. According to the CIA report, Russia is preparing 10 search and rescue stations, 16 submarine ports, 13 airports, and 10 defense areas in the Arctic. Warships called Russia's Northern Fleet are equipped with hypersonic rockets, and some have nuclear warheads. Russia warned Finland with the hypersonic rocket test it tried last week. Many wars in the world have been over oil, gas, and energy. Starlink satellites that Elon Musk placed in space have a big mission. Henry Kissinger said, "Who manages energy rules countries, who manages food rules humanity." We are walking around the edge of the Third World War. I will continue in the second part. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. Subject: Battle of the North Pole. Analyst of International Relations, Threat and Geopolitics, Canon Haydarov. Data: January 6, 2022.